Man, we can get a lot of motherfuckers from this motherfucker, man. Yeah. Alright. Our second reader listener email comes from a bitch from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And man, Milwaukee be fucking with me, man. That's like one of my biggest statistics. Like one of the biggest cities. Anyway, a bitch from Milwaukee, Wisconsin writes to Boss Mac. She says, Boss Mac, I'm losing faith in niggas. I work hard to handle my business. This nigga I'm currently dealing with was broke as fuck when I met him, but he stayed fresh and looked like August Alsina. But he broke. He came up on an insurance bag, at least 35 racks. And this nigga fucked it off in 6 months and his back broke. Nigga bought a Benz and tried to sell pills, lean and weed, and fucked it off. So now I'm ready to put this nigga out. But look, this ain't the first nigga. This ain't the first nigga I dealt with that was incompetent with paper in them streets. A nigga I was dealing with 2 years ago did the same shit after he inherited 20 racks from somebody in his family. Niggas turn into pseudo ballers and fucking off. What the fuck is wrong with these niggas? I'm ready to date a white boy. Boss Mac, speak on this shit. What you think about that one?
Well, she asked you. She didn't know I was going to be here.
What's your opinion of this, though?
I mean, okay.
How you feel about it?
I think she needs to stay alone. That's all.
It's the niggas that's fucking up. Are you following it?
No.
It's the niggas that's fucking up.
It's her judgment. That's definitely.
That's her judgment.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, man.
Because it happened before.
Okay, and so you think she's picking bad niggas.
Yeah, she don't think anything's wrong with someone who's broke but spends their money.
It's a lot of niggas out here.
Looking good,
Okay, hold up. It's a lot of niggas out here in these streets getting money that look great. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
He's broke, but his priority was to look like August Alsina.
She said he just looked like that, like as a frame, as a reference.
Yeah, but
you know, I don't know if he dressed like him, but
is that what she likes about him? I mean,
hey man, I don't know all of those details. All I know is
yes,
a bitch. A bitch watched the nigga fuck off all the paper and broke, and now she ready to put him out. And she notices a pattern with niggas out here, like the niggas she encountering.
But she don't think it's a pattern with her, maybe.
And ain't no telling.
I mean, you think she should consider that, or?
It ain't no telling. She might be a, you know, I was gonna say fat bitch, but I don't want a fat shame.
Okay, well, she asked you, so what do you think about it? I think she needs to spend some time with herself, get to know herself, and you know, just. You know, take a break.
I'm going to tell a story.
Okay.
It's certain niggas out here that's built for hustling and handling paper and staying on top of game. Mm-hmm. And then this niggas is just not.
Okay.
Now, I have seen niggas, you know what I'm saying, tested in the crucible, in the fire. Alright, I think I'm out the statute of limitations. Let me think. Yeah. I think everything's clear. Alright. This is an old story. See, niggas, it's certain niggas know how to come up, and it's just niggas who don't. It's just fate. And it's just niggas with hustle. It's niggas with hustle will come up. Disciplined niggas with hustle will come up. If you're not, you won't. Back in the days, man, in the hood, when niggas was doing the Compton's Righteous shit, man, heavy. We had just started mashing real hard, you feel me? And niggas, some of my peoples, man, they had sent some work out of town, a package out of town. I don't know, I think the package might have been worth, let's say it's about worth 100 racks. So they sent a package to like Indiana, Bloomington. Some type of way, nigga put the wrong address on the package as far as like with one number off. So the package was like going like next door to the niggas that was getting the package, right? So the fans got the package. And then they corrected the address. But first, like, I think, like, the package didn't touch down when it was supposed to. It came, like, a day late. So that's already a red flag. And then they corrected. Then niggas realized they put down the wrong address. Then they corrected it. Right? The feds corrected it. So the feds was attempting to deliver the package. And niggas had already told him, like, yo, leave that shit alone, let it go, don't fuck with it, you know what I'm saying? So, the package got sent back. They tried to deliver it, motherfuckers was like, hell nah, I didn't have no packages, you know, I wasn't expecting nothing, you know what I'm saying, I'm good, you know what I'm saying, I don't have nothing to do with that. Then niggas, they sent the package back to the cap, right? So, my peoples, being like, don't want to take the L, they go get the smoker, and they take him up there to the post office to go and get the package, but they knowing that the feds is probably with the package. So the smoker going to the parking lot, right? This is at the post office, and the homie is like off in the cut watching the whole shit, and then they can see the feds start to form in on the smoker they hired to go do that. So they watching the feds come get start to close in on old boy as he goes to get the box. Old boy goes in there, gets the box, comes out, the feds hide, he gets in his car and drives back to the hood, and then the feds all follow him back to the hood, and the homies follow the feds. Mm-hmm. And they all come back to the hood. Alright. So when the smoker gets to the hood, he see the feds following him. So he pull over real fast and get out and run into the hood, into the apartment. It was two niggas at the front gate who saw the smoker run in with the box and go into the apartments. Let's call these guys Darren and Earl. All right. Now, Darren and Earl see this and they see the smoker hit a corner and throw the box. They run and go get the box and go hide. It's all done in a swift motion because this is all in the hood, in the apartment. This is all, everything's done in a very blurred, swift motion. So the feds was like, what the fuck? The box was gone, and now the smoker was just running, right? Mm-hmm. So they got the smoker, and the box was gone. Mm-hmm. Now the feds, they fucked up and put the dope and all that shit in. They left that shit in the box. So niggas. Dan and Earl at the gate. Mm-hmm. They got that box. They got the box okay. that the smoker threw, right? Yeah. And it had all the dope in it and shit. Feds, right? They came and just kicked in my crib. And then just, I'm like, yo, y'all niggas don't got no search warrant. Mm-hmm. And they just mashed in on the nigga and they just mashed in and just did a search on it like a motherfucker. They was like 30, 40 deep. It was crazy, man. But anyway, I say all of that. I said, oh, shit. I know this sounds crazy as fuck. I say all of that to say this. Darren and Earl at the gate. All right. They got the box and they split it. And Earl, he goes and buys him a luxury vehicle right off the top. Mm-hmm. Don't even have a place to stay, really. Mm-hmm. Start eating big, just fuck it off, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And then Darren took his part of that. And went and got a bag and flipped it 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 until he became a hell of a motherfucker. So, the moral of the story for the bitch is that all niggas ain't bad. You know, it's some good not niggas out Earl. There.
They're not all Earl.
It's Darren's out there. Okay. It's a lot of Earls.
But it's find you Darren.
It's some Darren's out there. It's some Darren's out there, man. Okay. It's some Darren.
All right.